So I'm laying here in bed and thinking about how exciting of a time in my life this is, for a lot of reasons. I had a terrific weekend, spent a lot of time with some really close friends. I got to share one of the greatest moments I've witnessed between a couple when Arjun proposed to Lindsay on the stairs outside of the Dahl Chapel at Mount Mithrit before graduation, the night before, actually. I got to see one of my closest friends that I made in college and my mentor, Kurt Carlson, graduate, which was momentous in so many ways, to come full circle and to finish out and to see him do so well. I even got to take a look at his final paper, and the man is just sheer brilliance down to his bones. It's ridiculous. Got to spend a lot of time with Benny and Caitlin. Aubrey came into town, Aubrey England, good man. Nathan joined me. I got to see Ashley, she got to graduate. It was just a fantastic, beautiful weekend. And in the midst of the whole thing, in a weekend that was clearly not about me, by any means, in any stretch of the imagination, I was there to see other people and to be supportive and, to enjoy those moments with them. I got hit with some big news, for myself, something that I never thought would just happen. I thought it would be a tooth and a claw and a nail and whatever it took to get it. But I have an opportunity to do my dream. For a lot of my closer friends, you know that the thing I've always wanted to do, well, at least for the last 5 years or so, is be a writer, and more specifically to write comic books professionally. And Arjun recently, a couple months ago, got considered to be an artist for Dark Horse, which is a prestigious, excellent publisher. They own the licenses to Star Wars. They did Hellboy and brought it to the peak of popularity as an independent book that got it into the movie theaters. They have backed numerous projects by independent writers and artists that have just beyond the creativity that you'll normally find in superhero books. Sin City by Frank Miller is published by Dark Horse. It's just a very prestigious line of comics. Joss Whedon's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. My point is that Arjun, through unbelievably raw talent, showed them that he is an artist that can be taken seriously in any field. But he has decided that comic books are a place that he'd like to rest his hat. And I'm blessed to know him on so many levels. One of them, of course, is his talent and his compassion and his willingness to cooperate and do creative work. A few years ago, I shared with Arjun an idea I had for a comic book, and we talked about it at length, and we worked on it a little bit. We even did character designs to some amount, and I have a picture in a folder I've saved that he drew for me of our main character. The series was called The Kids, and I'm not going to give anything away because God knows things could change in the next couple weeks. But when approached by Dark Horse, they said, "We need you to pitch a comic. We need you to draw a comic and give it to us to see the talent, and we can pair you up with a writer." And Arjun, God bless his soul, said that he already had a writer, and he shared the idea that we had come up with three, 4 years ago in The Kids. And I'm not going to say they were impressed because I wasn't there. I'm not going to say they hated it because I wouldn't know, but they were open to the idea. And now it appears that I get to polish off these old scripts, even though I've done three other projects since then that never got off the ground. I get to go back to one of my original works, and I get to put a signature. I get to show how far I've come as a writer. I get to share this experience and put out 6 issues of finished work and pitch it to a major comic book publisher. And to say that I am excited is an understatement. And for all the joy that is brought, it is nerve-wracking, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I just, as a reminder to myself in the future and to share with those of you that I know, this is an exciting time. There is no doubt. 1 year ago today, I graduated from college, and here I am trying to find my dream.